Welcome back to the Amarillo National Bank pregame show. Friday night at Hodgetown with Corpus Christi. I'm joined by our friend Danny Ceretti here ahead of a 7:05 p.m. first pitch. Danny, so good to see you. Great to have you back. I just generally want to ask you, I mean, it's been a long time since we've talked to you on the air. How you doing? How you feeling? Late August.
Yeah, I'm feeling good. Body feels good. I took a nice little bullet the other night, so just fighting through that. But overall, body is in a good shape, and ready to finish strong.
You're back right in time for a playoff push. Team has a 3-game division lead right now, and there's a lot of games left still, so it's not like live or die with every day. But is that something that this clubhouse is thinking about?
Yeah, for sure. It's fun. It's fun playing meaningful baseball at the end of the year. So it's easy to kind of get lost in the shuffle of it during the season, and everyone's kind of on the same page, and we're playing one day at a time, just trying to win.
You had a good chunk of AAA time, and you performed well there. I mean, a lot of times rest or moves sometimes are out of people's control because the org needs something somewhere. What did you learn about your game when you were up there in AAA that, I think you probably feel like you belong up there?
Yeah, no, a ton. You're playing against older guys that have a lot of showtime, and the game's a little quicker, and maybe the pitchers play the game a little bit more than they do here, it was fun. It was really fun. I took it as a challenge and just trying to just continue to just add tools in the tool belt, and then at the end of the day, just have fun, play baseball. So it's a good experience.
Speaking of challenges, first base, something you have not done hardly at all in your baseball career, but they threw you right back into the fire last week in Tulsa. What was that process like, and how do you think it went?
You tell me. How'd I look?
I think it went pretty well for a guy that's never played there before.
Yeah, I just try to keep it simple. Like it is a little similar to the angles at third base. Obviously, it's flipped, so trying to kind of stay consistent with that. And then at the end of the day, I just want to catch the ball, and I don't want anyone to notice that I'm over there. So.
Mission accomplished, because you never would have known that you were a new first baseman watching you. Third base tonight, that's a spot that you've played a lot more in your baseball life. Are you the most comfortable there, would you say?
Yeah, definitely. I think I'm probably the best there, just defensively. Was a little rusty this year because I played mostly second while I was here for the first half of the year. But now I played a lot of third in Reno, so kind of back in the groove of it, and I just like making plays over there. So
a lot of the same guys are still here from your first stint with the Saudis from opening day till basically the end of the first half. This clubhouse has felt very connected all season, but it seems like now some of the guys that maybe left us in the first half, like yourself, now you guys are coming back for this playoff push. It almost feels like a reunion of sorts.
Yeah, it's definitely getting sent down isn't ideal, but it's definitely nice coming back to a group of guys that is so close-knit, and we have a really good time in the clubhouse and off the field and on the field too. So and on top of that, we're a really good team. So it could have been worse.
Yeah. What do you think Colina does for that, to create an environment where people want to be here? Because you and I, when you first came back, talked about that. Like, there are a lot worse places to go if you're getting quote-unquote sent down somewhere than in this clubhouse with this team, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think he knows what each guy needs. So, coming back here, we sat down and we talked about what I need to do. And, just focusing on that, everyone's kind of focused on doing what they need to do to get better, and then also, what their job is for that day to win that game. So, everyone's just on the same page, and, makes it really easy and fun. So,
obviously, we know this is your first year in this org, but what do you view your role to be in the clubhouse? Obviously, you're going to bust your tail out there and try to help the team win between the lines. I'm talking more in the clubhouse. What role do you see yourself playing down the home stretch of the season?
I think I'm the oldest position player. It's a really young team. So just trying to play hard. I'm trying to just go about my business the right way and show guys like Luis and Tarine kind of like what it should look like. The Diamondbacks are really big on doing the little things. So really taking pride in that. And then also just on top of that, just good vibes. I want everyone to have fun. And I think that's how you win baseball games. When you care about the guys on the field, more than just teammates, I feel like teams come together and it makes it fun, and then you start winning.
Last one for you. Tell me about AOA Mania through your eyes and what he's been able to do.
Yeah, man, I'm really proud of that guy because he went through it. So I know what that's like, and it's so hard to get out of it. I told him, I was like, you must feel invincible now. If you got through that, and you know, now you're putting together this run here, like, you can get through anything now in your career. So, yeah, I mean, he's made some adjustments, and you know, his at bats look really good, really solid. And then, you know, he's getting his pitches, and he's putting good swings on it. So, and he's a big boy. So if he puts a good swing on a ball, it's going to go far probably. So I'm just really proud of him. I'm happy to see it. See how hard he works and how much he cares. And he's a really good clubhouse guy too. So couldn't be happier.
Our friend Danny Cerretti joining us on the A&B pregame show. Good to see you, my friend. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Good to see you.
We're back next on News Talk 940 AM.